following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio!
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
On the night they retired Dick's number, the Bears hang more than half that, 45, on his old team, the Cowboys. 45-28, our final score.
The offense continues to let the rest of the team down.
The Eagles with their eighth win, and they didn't beat the Lions, they buried the Lions.
And the celebration begins. The Spartans will head to the Rose Bowl as undisputed Big Ten champions. They down the Buckeyes.
I hate football. I hate football.
Oh, God.
Damn, they dropped you all the way to 7.
Dude, they should have dropped me in the ground.
Well, it's not like, you know, I'm not going to be able to sympathize too much and laugh at you too hard after what my team did on Sunday, for God's sake. And with all the drama going on around us.
Why? Why am I so wrapped up in this stupid game of football?
Because we love it, Tom. And you know how we love it? We love it with no defense whatsoever, which will explain your Cowboys and why they're your favorite team. I'll tell you what, that was the game that the first half of that, Roger Goodell was so thrilled with himself. Nobody could tackle anybody.
I got to be honest, man. I was like, I can't even do the show this week.
Oh, quit your bitching.
Well, I'm here. I'm here. I'm doing it.
I know. He's struggling through, ladies and gentlemen. He is soldiering.
Jesus Christ. I had the worst football weekend, I think, of my entire life. And it was not. It was the Cowboys. It was the Buckeyes. You know, it's the SEC back in the damn national championship. Fantasy football. I had a horrible weekend.
You had a bye in our week, didn't you? Didn't you have a bye?
Well, in that league, yeah, but in other places, I had Reggie Bush in, who,
right.
And I didn't know what was going on with the weather. I had Matthew Stafford in a couple places. I mean, it was horrible, John. Horrible.
I don't want to hear it. I was down to choose. I was so down on Andrew Luck over the last month, how bad he's been to my fantasy team. I took him out and I put in Eli freaking Manning. I put Tom Dooley in and I hung my head and lost.
Oh.
I said, you know, Luck has been just crap for like the last month. He's playing against a hot team up in freaking cold rain. Or Eli, who's got the playoffs looking at him, and he's down in San Diego.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Oh,
boy, you're bound to die.
And you know, the worst part is my opponent in that league had McCown, and he beat the shit out of me. I mean, he beat me upside one, down the other. So, congratulations to Mike Nastasi, who finally got over on me in the playoffs. He's finally going to get to put his name on that trophy, maybe.
Yeah, and my daughter's boyfriend beat up on you in my league.
Your daughter's boyfriend? I don't even know what that is. What is that? Is that like a boyfriend-in-law?
It's my daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. Well, way to go. He's the one that has the name of the team that surreptitiously mentions titties.
Show me your TDs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Show me your TDs. Yeah.
So,
I hate football myself, I got to say.
Oh, my God.
The Redskins were pathetic.
Painful, John. It's painful being a football fan.
No, not so much anymore for me. I mean, I'm so freaking used to it.
Well, then what's the point?
I don't know. I just, you know, what else am I going to do on Sunday? The point is that I have a reason I can tell everybody to piss off and leave me alone, and they do. Hope. There's always hope. There's always hope, Tom.
I'm Tom. He's John.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 238. And I know I'm not really in much of a position to brag, but the Packers starting quarterback punched me in the balls. I'm not entirely sure what's supposed to happen in a kind of unusual situation like that. I mean...
What in the hell?
This is what you get when you don't send me an intro, Tilliard. I get to make one out of all your other ones.
Oh, well, that explains why I heard your voice go eight.
That's right. I haven't heard from him, so you know maybe he's up there prepping for Father Christmas and all, you know. So I put that together this afternoon.
Oh my God!
That's the quarterback the best. Punched him in the balls.
All right. Well, John, don't worry, because right. Tony Kornheiser has the answer in good old DC. Also coming up, knees for domes. We all love bacon.
Right.
No doubt. And yeah. Somebody really needs to ask Santa Claus for a sense of humor for Christmas. We'll get to that and a lot more coming up. First off, I've got to give props. And you know, we rip on ESPN a lot.
Yeah.
But ESPN does give us Stephen A. and Skip Bayless, which is great.
They gave us that great defensive showing the other night.
No, not much, really. But right before the game, they gave us an awesome intro.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
There was no silly country girl singing some horrible parody, no cheesy crap. It was just great clip after clip from the history of Monday Night Football all the way back to the beginning. It was absolutely fantastic, so I got to give them props on that.
Hello, everyone. This is the spirit of Howard Cosell, and I am coming to you live from after death beyond the grave. Of course, Tom, I am delighted to hear that you have enjoyed the 50th anniversary theme for this year's Monday Night Football program. And I would agree, with the exception that it spent too much time focusing on those airhead ex-jocks like that pretty boy Gifford and that hick Meredith. Do you know they used to bang hookers three at a time? That's why Keith Jackson left Monday Night Football. Whoa, Nelly. How
oh,
he told
really?
Me. I just can't wow. handle all the humping. It was the 70s, you know. To some extent, everybody was doing it. Emmy and I went to a few swingers clubs in our day. I used to enjoy the ass play.
Yeah, here's your old theme song, Howard. Remember that?
Oh. Listen to those rhythms, ladies and gentlemen. That is thumb-popping bass. You get the Coloreds to do that for you. It brings in the young viewers. Look, I'll tell you what, I tell you. Tom, I've come here. I digressed from the point that I have come here to make, which is to tell you and all the future generations that the very reason why the NFL is the most popular sport in America is precisely due to my impeccable approach to the world of sports announcing.
You might be right, Howard. You might be right.
I find myself here, Tom, in the cold, clammy embrace of death, unable to rest in peace due to the fact of my constant rolling over in my grave due to the current crop of football announcers cluttering our sports landscape. Gone are the classics like myself, Pat Summerall, and myself. We have been replaced by the cruel hand of time by fluff-brained simpletons like Joe Buck, Kenny Albert, Chris Collinsworth, for God's sakes. This long-necked, self-important buffoon somehow managed to get on my nerves, and all of my nerves decayed into dust decades ago. Back to you, Tom.
You mentioned Gifford and Joe Namath, and here's some clips, actually, from back in the day. You know, youngins out there,
Howard Cosell was...
he was the man.
He's one of the greatest sports broadcasters in the history of this planet.
People hated him. You youngins out there have never seen anything like this. Literally, on Monday night, okay, bars would have the game, and they would all, you know, to have a promotion, they would have a TV up on the bar there that once whoever won got to get a brick and throw the damn brick through the one TV when Howard was on. People love to hate that guy.
No, here's some old clips.
Lord, you can take me now. I've seen it all.
He did what?
What you have seen tonight is a truly great football player.
There he was.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Howard Cosell, and welcome to ABC's Monday Night Primetime National Football League television series.
Coach, it's good to be back, and I've missed you.
I didn't know you cared.
Yeah. ABC News has confirmed that John Lennon, a member of the famed Beatles, was shot twice in the back, dead on arrival. An unspeakable tragedy.
The party's over.
Oh, God.
They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
At a time when they desperate, there won't, W-O-N-T.
Oh, Howard.
The education of Dandy Don continues.
This is a don't try this.
No, don't try this.
Oh, Donahue.
That's you. Missed from 19 yards.
Well, I'm glad Howard can spell won't.
W-O-N apostrophe T.
How about that? Right there on Monday Night Football, he let the world know that John Lennon had been shot and killed.
Howard was I liked him. Everybody hated him, but I liked him because Howard was smart, and he had his thumb on a lot of different things other than just football.
I did like Howard. Yeah. Howard and Jimmy the Greek.
Don't play that shit again. Holy God.
Why not?
Because we just played it like 2 weeks ago, man. We're always on that thing. We got to get...
Did we? Yeah, I guess we did.
Oh, man. But yeah, Howard was great. Yeah, Monday Night Football has always had some great ones on there, but, you know, Howard was the best as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there was no great one on there this past Monday night. It was the Dallas Cowboys instead of a great one. And, you know... I couldn't believe if you heard, right there when I played that in the beginning, you know, where you're hearing the clips from the game, the announcers on Dallas radio, right, on the Cowboys radio network said that the offense let Dallas down, kept letting Dallas down.
Okay.
And I'm like, what game were you watching? Because I watched a game. Right. John, tell me this. Who is the punter for the Chicago Bears?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, you don't. And nobody else in America does either because he wasn't playing Monday night. He never punted. They didn't punt.
He was down in the... He was the guy that got to sit next to the heater all night. He stayed nice and toasty.
Jesus. Here, wait a minute. Listen to Jerry here.
Did we ever stop them one time tonight? Didn't they score every time?
They
scored every time.
Yeah.
And that says it all. We've got to try to do something different.
It's just like playing Denver again.
What the hell kind of name is Alshon? And why is his name Jeffrey? Why ain't it Jeffrey Alshon? It doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. That defense. Of course, I mean, you know, half that defense I've never heard of. They're pulling guys off the street to play for injured players. And it's just.
I'll tell you what. They had to scrape Sean Lee up off the street after the block that he took. I thought, you know, Gruden's going on about how it's a legal block. And I agree. I think it should be a legal block. But isn't that the Hines Ward block that they're not supposed to do?
Well,
the peel back. I mean, he was kind of facing him, but still.
Yeah, you know, because if that's the other way and that's a wide receiver, well, you can't do that. What do they call it? It's a defenseless receiver. Well, why isn't it a defenseless?
The defenseless linebacker. We don't like that. Tom's calling for a flag.
We need a new rule, damn it. We need another rule.
Oh, hell, man. I thought it was funny as hell that Tony Romo couldn't stay away from that heater over there, man. At the beginning of the game, the first thing he did after the coin toss was go over there and stick his ass by it.
Well, sure. I mean, hell, at one point they had a real nice kick return, got back past midfield, and Dallas went 3 and out, and I'm going, I don't think Romo wanted to stay on the field. I think he wanted to get back to the heater.
Get back to those heater jets. Holy shit.
Jesus.
Oh, it was a great weekend all the way around, man, as far as I'm concerned. I was Oh, well, really? I mean, you know, it's, look, I don't care about the Redskins right now. You know, they're just done. The whole thing is a circus. There's something in the water over in frickin', over in Virginia, man, where they built something in like 1992 that tainted the water so that everybody that goes into that frickin' building turns into the most infantile asshole that you can possibly find. What the hell is going on over? What the hell's going on over there, Tom? I don't get it. Mike Shanahan's, dude, there's so many rumors. It's like a freaking middle school girl's locker room.
I'm going to make G3 sit for the rest of the year. I'm not going to make any comments, so you look bad. Oh, yeah? Well, then I'm going to do this, so you have to fire me. Well, I'm not going to fire you, because now I have to pay you. Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to have to fire me, because otherwise I'm going to lay down on the floor and kick my feet around. Oh, yeah? Well, you just go right ahead, and I'll blame something else.
I mean, dude, it's just absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I like the rumor. He wanted to quit last year, John.
Well, why? What the fuck is that?
We just went on a 7-game winning streak, and I don't like the way that the quarterback got picked up by a limousine, and you didn't say congratulations to Kirk Cousins, so I'm going to pack my shit and quit.
Well, here's Shanahan about the rumors. Here he is.
We're 3-10. That's what happens when you're 3-10.
You have rumors.
We can't talk about the playoffs. We can't talk about our draft choice. We don't have a first-round draft choice. We're going to talk about something. There's always going to be rumors. There's going to be partial truths and everything that comes out there. In fact, when I read it, they talked about me cleaning out my office. It'd take me 2 minutes to clean out my office. I got 2 notebooks, and I've got an iPad. That would get me out of my office. So when I hear different things like that, I just shake my head.
That's all he's got in his office, John. 2 notebooks and an iPad. That's the extent of his job
supplies.
I'll
just tell Betty to feed the fern. I don't give a shit. I'm out of here. You know what? 7-game winning streak. You and the quarterback went out to dinner. I don't like it. I was supposed to go. You guys are palling around too much. Bunch of dicks.
So, honestly.
Well, now he's over it. He's over all that crap. He don't want to talk about anything but football.
Did you consider quitting at the end of last season?
I'm not going to speculate through all those different things, as we talked about before. But if you'd like to talk about Atlanta, I'd be more than happy to talk about Atlanta.
Are you confident that you will last the rest of the season as the coach?
Anyway, I'm going to stay with the same thing. If you'd like to talk about our football game coming up, I'd be more than happy to focus on that.
Mike, do you want to come back next year?
Okay. Anybody have anything to do with football?
You know, okay. Now,
okay, well, let's rephrase it in a football question. Mike, do you think the Redskins will have a head coach named Mike Shanahan next year? Maybe he's merging with Alex Trebek. You have to form it.
Well, you know, I understand. I get it. Why? You know, it's like you just keep beating it over and over again. And I'm telling you right now, I gotta say about those guys asking the questions. He says he'll talk about football, and they keep asking him about anything but. And, I mean, they're just like those paparazzi, man. They're a bunch of goddamn cockroaches.
I know. It's like the Dallas T.O. show moved here. It's here. I'm serious. The whole parking lot at Redskins Park is filled up with every van with all their dishes pointed at the sky. They're just on a death watch. We're here live at Redskins Park.
The T.O. shit. Don't flatter yourself.
Well, yeah, we haven't had a fist fight in the locker room yet. Maybe that's this week. Kyle Shanahan and RG3 is going to get in a fight in the locker room or something. The locker room is splitting into factions.
Yeah, RG3 is going to come out of there. Look what he did to my sash.
I'm the savior. Look what he did. He knocked my halo off my head. How am I supposed to promote Subway sandwiches now that he put one of my teeth out?
Well, now, wait a minute here. You guys did have a great moment in the game here.
Quick snap to Savraca and gets off an end-over-end punt. McCluster's going to let it hit, and it goes out of bounds inside the 20.
There we go.
Let's hear a little clap for that.
There you
what
go.
What I'm talking about.
You punted one inside
Hail
the 20.
Hail to the Redskins, baby. Tell you what, you watch a game like that, you get to see what these Indians are really upset about. That's what they're really pissed off about. If you were winning, we would not be saying anything.
Well, Tony Kornheiser, John, from ESPN, he has the answer to your woes.
And you know, there's a new coach coming in. I said he ought to get Norv back. I said he ought to get Norv back because Norv will improve the quarterback.
Need a defensive guy.
Norv will improve the quarterback for certain. It sort of makes that okay. It's sort of an apology. You don't give him a long-term deal.
Well,
But he won't do it.
Maybe like a three-game deal?
Completely senile, dude. He's lost his mind. Is he out of his head? Oh, my God. He will improve the quarterback? Oh, I'm sure. You know, how's old Philip Rivers doing now that he's gone? Ah, what is he talking about?
Not bad. He's not doing too bad.
No, Philip. Not bad at all. You know, how? I mean, look. Hey, Kornheiser is old. He's older than me. And you hear how old I am when I go and I look for the name of the guy who I just listened to. But he's old, so he still thinks Troy Aikman happened like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Norv and Troy.
Right.
Oh, bring Norv back. And he's dead serious.
I know. I hope you held on to a case of Norv.
Dude, I've got it under the bed. I got it under the bed. I'm going to fly over to D.C. and spray it. You're going to see me all over the news here soon. I'm going to be up there yelling with my bullhorn. It's for your own good. Leave the Tomcats on the ground. It's for your own good. Don't shoot the missiles.
All right, let's move to the end of a game that I really enjoyed. I was surprised I enjoyed it.
Steelers try to line up. 2 seconds. 1 second. They get the snap off. A throw to the outside. Sanders. Play the lateral game here for Pittsburgh. Backward pass. Roethlisberger now running. Shovels out for Brown. Brown's got room. Brown down the sideline. Miami trying to bring him down. Antonio Brown. Incredible.
He's out of bounds.
It was so funny because they were showing on, I can't remember if it was ESPN or NFL Network, but you know, when he's running down the sideline, and then they were showing it next to dude from the Ravens running down the sideline when looks like Omar Epps, man,
right.
You know,
right. Tomlin stepped on the field,
you know, was standing on the field and he jumps back. So they're showing both of those at the same time, like, you know, in sync together.
It was hilarious. Jacoby Jones had a long run back to this. It's amazing what he can do when he doesn't run down the sideline where the coach is. Where the opposing team coaches.
I know, right?
Yeah, the Steelers are out of the playoffs, Tom. That is it. They are done. They can pack their U-Hauls. They can prepare to go home. I have written a poem.
Ben's got a poem,
In honor of the occasion here in Pittsburgh. And I've written a poem because I didn't think of a title, so it's by Ben Roethlisberger. On a cold and wintry Sunday, up in Pittsburgh, don't you know, the Steelers season ended in ice and sleet and snow. We had a chance for redemption. We had a chance for redemption. Our hopes alive with playoff wishes. It would seem easy to win in the snow against a team from Florida named after fishes. But we blew it. We choked. We did not win the game. We could not beat the Dolphins. We should be ashamed to not beat the Dolphins when the temperature is so low. When the field is wet and icy and covered up with snow. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. It makes me feel beat down. And now I know what it feels like to be a Cleveland Brown. So the Steelers are heading home for Christmas to enjoy that holiday cheer. And I know what I will ask from Santa. To be somewhere else next year. Thank you. I've got my golf clubs ready. I'm heading for the Bahamas.
Very good. What would Howard Cosell say about that game?
Unbelievable. The little white kid catching the ball, leaving both of his toes in the ground there like that. It was amazing. Brian Hartline. Look at that monkey go.
Oh,
yeah, that was a Monday Night Football favorite thing for all of you kids that don't remember when Howard Cosell said that about the Redskins. I think it was Charlie Brown, might have been one of our wide receivers. He could have made the obvious joke about Charlie Brown, but no, he said, look at the monkey go. Right.
But, mm-hmm.
Oh, well. It's like Hank Hill is sitting over there on the other side of the microphone here.
Yup. Things were a little different back then.
Yeah. Well, no. See, the thing was, he said it, and then nobody bitched about it. The player, I can't remember if it was, it might have been, I think it was Brown. But then his teammates heard about it and filled his locker up with bananas. So then the news got a hold of it and made Howard apologize.
I didn't mean to say that he looked like a monkey because he was a black fella. He's one of the coloreds, Tom. You know, they can run, they can fly through the trees, they can swing from their tails. That's not what I was implying.
Well, you know, there in Ben's poem, he talked about knowing how the Cleveland Browns feel. And, yeah, he does, because they ended on a very sour note. What, they have a 12-point lead with a minute to go? Or
yeah.
It's like only the Browns.
You know, and look, I always say that the referees don't cost anybody games because you've got so many other plays with which to do something within the game, right?
They did.
And this is a perfect example. This is the Browns setting themselves up to be able to be screwed by the ref.
Brady takes the snap, double clutches, throws to the end zone, looking for Boyce. He reaches out and can't make the catch, and a flag comes down. A flag is thrown.
It's bedlam. It's absolute bedlam in Foxborough again.
With 35 seconds to go, an apparent pass interference on Cleveland.
First off, that sidekick that does that, those Patriots games, has got to be the worst in the NFL. He's worse than the guy in Cincinnati. He's worse than anybody I've heard. He screams like an idiot. And
Scott Zolak.
And he's almost as bad as that pass interference call.
He's the same guy that yells unicorns and all that other crap, right?
I know, right? That pass interference call was one of the worst I'd seen.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. Phil Simms was claiming it was a makeup for the Carolina game.
Look, for the Carolina game. Look.
Yeah.
Phil Simms should just shut his effing yap, Tom. Every time he opens it up, all that comes out of it is the worst possible thing I could hear. However, he does teach fans in Pittsburgh about the game. We must remember our people.
Well, now, Gronk is done.
Yeah.
Gronkowski's out.
I'm glad, but not for the reasons you might think.
Well, Brown safety, you know, TJ Ward took him out for the year, tore both the ACL and MCL. You know, Ward went low, right, and he took down Gronk. Right. And, you know, Ward told reporters after the game, he said, if I were to hit him up high, there's a chance I'll be fine. So I was just being safe. So this is coming back again. Here we're back into this again.
Well, it's the truth, man. It's the NFL's fault. And I don't know why you can't hit him with a pie. I think that would be kind of funny. But really, this is what the NFL's causing. And when he says, I don't want to risk a fine, that's what it boils down to. You guys that are defending, you know, Gronk, or actually are bitching about him and wanting to see him taken out on a football field. Look, every time you offensive guys, man, why don't you pay his fine? You know, you want him to hit him higher on your body so that you don't, you know, have your knee destroyed? Then you pay his freaking $20,000 fine.
Well, Browns cornerback Jordan Poyer said Ward had no choice. He says, you saw what TJ did today. You saw the outcome. I don't know what else they want us to do. That's what they preach. That's what they tell us to do. At the end of the day, that's how they want defenders to come in and hit guys. Yep. If he had come high, there would have been a flag and a fine. And, you know, TJ Ward said it, the same thing he agreed. He said when they set the rule, everyone knew what was going to happen. You know, you got your safety, Brandon Merriweather. He sees it all the same way. He served a one-game suspension for hitting high, and he said he would target knees from now on.
Right.
He said you just have to go low now. You've got to end people's careers. You got to tear people's ACLs and mess up people's knees. You can't hit them high anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, Merriweather said, he said, you know, I'd hate to end a guy's career over a rule, but better other people than me getting suspended for longer, you know? And, I mean, I hope Roger Goodell is hearing this.
Yeah. You know, Brandon Merriweather's gone at one more, and he's just stopped hitting people altogether. Our defense is, but goddamn embarrassing. Dude, see, the thing is, you can't even go close to high because you'll get a fine, even if it looks like it. And that brings us right back to that penalty in the frickin' Browns game. They're looking for his arm. I think it was Hayden. His arm barely goes up. I mean, he doesn't even touch the receiver, but they're looking for, oh, well, that must be pass interference. That frickin' flag is out just by muscle reflex. So even close to being high, if you hit him in the chest, and that head gets snapped back, even just because of the impact, not even from any contact. Flag, fine. So hit him down where there's no chance of anybody thinking you might have gotten close to his helmet. And you know why I said I'm glad to see it happen to Gronk, Tom? Because when shit happens to Patriots, the rules get fixed. That's why.
Right.
Right. Because we can't have that.
All right, let's go to break.
All right.
And when we come back, a record has been broken.
Yeah, a big long record, too. Big old one.
Yeah. Oh, and a Lions fan has been broken.
Philadelphia reclaims the title.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up next.
Bang Radio.
This is NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wishing to thank each and every professional football player arrested during the season.
Here's a yearly list of our criminality. 12 drunken drivings, 8 assaults, 6 resisting arrests. 4 illegal weapons, 3 drug possessions, 2 vandalisms, grand theft auto, and a spousal battery.
God bless us, everyone.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house every year? And instead of eating ham, I have to eat kosher. A lonely Jew, I can't be merry, 'cause I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
Hey little boy, I couldn't help but hear you're feeling left out of Christmas cheer. But I've come to say that you shouldn't be sad. This is the one month that you should be glad. 'Cause it's nice to be a Jew on Christmas. You don't have to deal with the season at all. You have to be on your best behavior or give to charity. You don't have to go to grandma's house with your alcoholic family.
And I don't have to sit on some fake Santa's lap and have him breathe a stinky breath on me.
That's right, you're a Jew.
A styling Jew. It's a good time to be Hebrew on Christmas.
Hi, this is Sergeant Workman.
Sergeant Smith.
From the 454.
And you're listening to John and Tom.
Bang Radio Hour.
Ow!
It would be close to an NFL record, and they are going to try it.
This would be pretty phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. And
this would be an NFL record.
Why is Alabama-Auburn ringing through my head right now?
Oh, well, this would be an NFL record. It would be spotted at the 46 of the Broncos. This would be a 64-yard field goal from Matt Prater. Snap placement. Prater has plenty of air on it. Does it have enough? It goes over, and it is good!
Oh, my God.
Matt Prater from 64 yards out, and new NFL record. I would not have believed in these conditions he could make that kick.
Yeah, some Dempsey guy's going, let me see him do it with half a foot.
Some Dempsey guy's trying to get up off of his chair in an old nursing home. He's not having a good time. Travis. He does have a half a foot.
Is he still alive?
But oh, I don't even know. He might be. I don't know. But hell yeah, man. 64 yards. And he cleared with about, oh, I don't know, maybe a half a yard to spare, it looked like.
Yep.
So I'm glad to see it broken. I'm glad to see it broken. It's better than having that frickin' Sebastian Janikowski hold a piece of it. Fuck that fat-ass rapist.
Well, eventually it'll be held by Greg Zuerlein.
Well, anybody, somebody. You know, you knew it was going to be broken up in Mile High anyway, but somebody's going to break it someday.
Yeah, so good job, Prater, man. Way to go. That was amazing. You know, because that's a weird record because you don't get many opportunities, really, right, ever to break that record. I mean, it's been tied. It was tied at 63 a couple of times. But
right.
In fact, Prater had tied the record at one point. He tied it, but now he broke it. You know, you just don't get that opportunity.
Oh, didn't of the four people that hold that record or held the record, didn't three of them break it in that stadium? I think two of them. It was Prater and Janikowski.
Two of them were, I know.
And the other one was, what was the old Bronco kicker? What was his goddamn, what was his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, him. Another senior moment, courtesy of the Bang Radio Hour.
Speaking of the Broncos, you know, we didn't talk about this last week, and just because we ran out of time, but I'm sure everybody saw it. In slow motion, Knowshon Moreno crying.
Right.
I mean, just looked like somebody turned on a water faucet, and it was no emotion on his face. So I'm watching, and I'm going, is this like a I don't know. Does he have issues with his tear ducts? Are those? Is he really crying, or what is that?
I thought it was CGI. I thought, well, you know, they're going to try to play up this guy's, because his entire face did show. You're right. No muscles moved at all. You didn't see any kind of contractions in it whatsoever. And then, like an ounce and a half of liquid comes pouring out of his eye. So that was just kind of freaky. Maybe he's really not from this planet.
Well, no, he was crying, and, you know, Monty Ball had a breakout game
right
in that same game against Kansas City. That was last Sunday. But all anybody wanted to talk about was Marino's, you know, pregame tears, and they were the talk of Twitter for days. And Marino said he's always extra emotional on game day, and that there was nothing special about the cry on Sunday other than, you know, it was during the national anthem, and it was captured by CBS's cameras. And like I said, it was in slow motion. They showed it during the game in slow motion,
right,
watching those come down. His face was crazy. He said it's pretty much like that every game. Just he's just really hyped up and excited to play.
So he cries. I don't know, his face doesn't move. I'm just taken away by the emotion of it. I'm not going to show a single bit of it.
I guess.
Here comes an ounce and a half of water out of my eye.
That is crazy, man. Now, Phil Sims, he doesn't think there's anything funny about this, John. We're back to Phil Sims.
Oh, because people are, you know, calling him. Well, yeah, because Nance will tell you.
Yeah, I heard stuff like waterworks, you know, the giant tear duct deluge, the town crier. There are all kinds of different terminologies used because no one's ever seen rivers flowing like that.
I know. Are those supposed to be funny? Because I don't get it. You know, why are they trying to make fun of a situation like that when it was heartfelt? But you know what I mean? So the people, the things they say, I guess it's because it's football and you're not supposed to ever show that type of
emotion. It's nice. It's refreshing.
Yeah. What a pussy. I hate that guy.
Is that supposed to be funny? Is that supposed to be funny, John? I don't think it's funny at all.
It's not funny. He's just showing a little emotion, and you little children out there making your stupid jokes.
Stupid jokes, town crier? Somebody called him, oh, the waterworks? Maybe it was that perhaps people were not used to seeing that much liquid come out of a person's eye without their face peeling off in a movie.
Right.
You know? Phil Sims is just he is such a wilted flower. And, you know, people say, why do you hate the Giants? It's more than the Cowboys. You're a Redskins fan. Why do you hate the Giants? It's because of him. I freaking hate him. I've hated him forever, man, ever since his freaking goddamn little toe-headed ass was a goddamn quarterback of the Giants. I freaking hate him. I hate him more than anything in the whole goddamn world. It's Phil Sims. And you just heard why. I couldn't even define why that is so awful, but it is.
Oh. That's supposed to be funny. He'd probably listen to this show and think, you goddamn bunch of juveniles, I swear to God.
Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine him listening to this show?
Shut the fuck up, you over self-important idiot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He would have a heart attack, dude, if he listened to this show.
He has made his whole career based on a game with a ball.
Right.
He's going to sit here and talk about what people think? Shut up. You're lucky. What else would you be doing? Selling your sweet little ass on the corner, you fag. There you go. Somebody cut that out and send it to Phil Simms. See if he thinks that's funny.
Somebody will. Somebody who probably had the right to cry was this Lions fan that went to the Eagles-Lions game in Philly on Sunday, and this dum-dum wore a Barry Sanders jersey, John.
Well, you know, you should think that you could get away with a Hall of Famer. Everybody should respect Sanders by now, right? Don't you think?
Well, I would hope.
You would hope. You know, I think when a guy
but
wears...
not Eagles fans, even, John. We're talking about Eagles fans.
Well, I'll tell you what. Based on other things that I've seen around the country, especially here in Washington, Eagles fans needed to have something like this happen so that they could reclaim their title of, you know, biggest jerks in the goddamn NFL.
Well, after the game was over, outside the stadium, the Eagles had won. This guy's crossing the street. He's headed toward the train station. Six Eagles fans. Six of them, John. They block his path.
Where are you going?
Yeah, they start screaming at him.
He's Barry Sanders. Why can't he, like, make a juke this way, break one of their ankles that way, do a spin move, and be in the clear, heading for parking lot Q?
He said, I was like, are you guys serious? You won. Enjoy it. That's what he said to him. He says, well, of course, the smallest guy of the six...
Hey, you think that's funny? You think that's fucking funny?
He hits him in the head from the side. He hits him in the head. He sucker punches him in the head. The smallest guy.
He sucker punches. Let me show you what's goddamn funny. Deshaun Jackson.
And then another guy pushes him from behind, and then the whole group bum rushed him. Oh. He said he threw a punch and brought one of the guys to the ground, but then he felt punches to the back of his head, felt like he was being choked and punched, and then he went unconscious.
Ooh. That ain't good.
And woke up in the hospital. Police are currently looking for the alleged attackers, and this is great. They were described as white men in their 20s wearing Eagles jerseys, so they should be real easy to find.
One of them is short and talks like Joe Pesci. Yeah. You know what? That's still not as bad as most of the places other places in the NFL. That's like a weekly occurrence here in Washington.
I mean, you know, and again, I'm sure alcohol was involved.
Well, of course alcohol is involved. And it's not even so much that, man. Just people just... I don't know. Everybody's angry anymore, man. Everybody's angry about so much that not even a win in a game like that and getting to watch a game like that is enough. You got to beat up six of you. Got to beat up one guy out on the, you know, it's just ridiculous, man. What kind of fun you do it? Can't say that when I was in my 20s, I don't know that I ever did anything like that, but we weren't very nice. I'll leave it at that.
If you're angry, you know what'll make you happy?
What make you happy, Tom?
Bacon.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
Bacon will make any man happy. Ask Michael Irvin.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
I love
bacon.
Mike.
Bacon is something different. I have it in breakfast. I'll have it on my lunch.
I know, I Mike.
You love bacon.
I know,
on
Mike.
My
listen.
Dinner.
He's having bacon for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm going to put it on my ice cream. I'm going to put it on my cereal. I'm going to have it on the side, put it on my cereal, and have some on my toast. Bacon.
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 You don't want no scrapple. You have to have some bacon.
You first you have the
weed.
And then you have the
bacon.
Right.
Followed by some bacon. That's Jesus. Good. That's great.
Let's see here. Eric Thutt says, what does Al Davis want the Raiders to do in the draft? Will they get Johnny Football?
Oh, no. I like that Jadeveon Clowney. What a kind of a name is that? You know, I've had good luck with big giant black fellas that put a J-A in front of a strange name, and then I draft them tops. Number one, Jamarcus. How good did he do?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I want this clowny fella.
I don't know who told you to draft Jamarcus.
Nobody has to tell me. I'm in charge. I am the managing general partner, even after death.
from the grave. There you go.
That's right. Now, I'll be right back. I've got to go haunt my old business partner. Christmas is coming.
Ben Boyce says, just called Jerry as his Jerry Christmas is slowly fading away.
Oh, let's see here. God dang. Hey, tell you something here. Let me tell you something here, Tom. You know the only thing worse than watching the Cowboys get their goddamn asses kicked by a backup quarterback named McCown?
What's that?
Watching the Cowboys get their goddamn asses kicked when it's 0 goddamn degrees outside. I mean, goddamn it. Who in the hell is in charge of heating in that goddamn building? My damn tequila kept freezing, Tom. I didn't even think that was possible. I'm telling you what. Holy shit. Next time, we are just going to forfeit. Stay back home at my place and watch movies on my big 60-yard wide big screen goddamn TV. Next time I saw them, I'm telling you, 5 degrees, anything under 10. That's not. That's for, we ain't going. I'm telling you what, Tom. A Super Bowl might be like that. You understand?
I know, man. I know.
That could be ridiculous. And, you know, I'm just too old for that kind of cold. So I went ahead and told Garrett to just call off the dogs. We're just going to pass on it this year.
Skip Bayless will be so upset, John.
Oh, God. Can you believe that? I'm freaking watching the games and that idiot tweets, this is no fun watching the snow. I was expecting a game between these two.
It was a game. What are you talking about? It was a great game. I love that game. Are you talking about the Lions and the Eagles? That was awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody in the country loved that game. Everybody that could see it loved that game.
Except Skip.
Dude, toughness matters. They play this sport at this time of year specifically for this reason.
Yes.
Why do you think defense wins championships? Because that's...
This ain't baseball, Skip.
Right. That's who wins games like this. They clamp down on the Lions after they spot them 20 points.
Oh, I keep hearing... I do hear people, though, going, I don't think they should play the Super Bowl in New York. I just don't like that. They're going to play it in the cold, and who wants to go sit in... I'm like, you're going to the Super Bowl. If it was in Miami, would you be going? No. Shut up.
Oh, I'm just going to drop $100,000 on a ticket.
You know what? Hey, the fact that it's going to be in the cold, maybe it'll give some regular people the opportunity to go because these rich fucks don't want to be in the cold.
Well, you know what? I'm all for it being in the cold. I'd say let it rotate around the league, man. I think that would be awesome. Let it be in Oakland once in a while.
I can't wait to watch Vikings games.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that'll be. I'll tell you what. Everybody kept saying, you know, I haven't seen a game like this Eagles in my lifetime. I can't remember a game like this. And, you know, maybe I can't remember a game with that much snow. It was over their ankles.
It was, yeah. It was like 6 inches, it seemed like.
Yeah, but I've seen Vikings games with that much snow on the field. And that's what I had to keep reminding myself. Yeah, I'm an old fucker. These are young people that haven't seen games like this. Ugh. I can remember TV that were black and white showing football.
Awesome. That was awesome. I don't know about the last name. Now, his first name might be Milo, but the last name is Bran Flakes.
Oh, Milo Brandflakes.
Yeah.
All right.
Milo said he wants to hear Myron Cope complain about the Steelers losing to the Dolphins in the snow.
It's absolutely atrocious, Tom. I just can't believe it. How the hell can you call yourself the Pittsburgh Steelers if you can't go out in the elements and beat a goddamn team that has to have international laws so that nobody touches them in a freaking net? I mean, Jesus Christ, they are stupid mammals that ain't grown legs yet. They're still out in the goddamn ocean. They got blowholes. Put a cork in it and goddamn stay in bounds, you stupid little idiot Antonio Brown. That's all I got to say. Somebody better check the width of the field there because I think it's maybe a half inch too goddamn narrow down the sideline.
We had a lot of Beyond the Grave today, Tom.
Yeah.
It's the seance show here on the Bang Radio Hour.
Ooh. Oh, you got any other posts there before I get into this last thing
here? Oh, let's see what I got here from the Facebook page. Yeah, I do have a couple of things. I was unprepared.
Why? We're doing the show.
I don't know.
Why would
you
be unprepared when we're doing the show?
Because I've prepared so much. All right, here, this is just for you then. Joshua Solomon says, who's going to the BCS championship game?
Not the Buckeyes!
Fucking shit.
Oh, hell, Julian Romero says he's fired up for Ray Lewis. Did you see Ray Lewis out there trying to talk with frozen lips the other night? Did you? He couldn't talk to him. His mouth wouldn't move very well. He was kind of stuck like this. Yeah, this is going to be a good game. Just somebody get me the hell out of here. Let's see. Colin Hardy says, I feel sorry for your Buckeyes, but fuck your Cowboys, Tom. P.S. Fuck the SEC as well. Let's see.
By the way, did you see what's coming? I saw it. I couldn't believe it. Coming. The SEC ESPN network is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have the Big Ten Network. You've got all these other conferences starting networks, but the SEC is going to be the SEC ESPN Network. Now, I'm sorry, but ESPN should be removed from the coaches' poll. That should not be the ESPN coaches' poll. That is bullshit.
The coaches' poll is everything that's wrong with all this. There's not a single coach on there that has time to watch enough games to be able to make a goddamn decision on any of it. All they're going to do is put down what is going to benefit their team the best.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
it's not.
How are you going to tell me that these coaches have time to watch 25 games this week?
Well, they don't have time to watch 25
every week. You know. All right. Let's see here. Oh, see, I had one pulled all picked out here. Let's see. Ed LeBlanc wants to know, what movie did Tom go see this week and how crowded was the theater?
I didn't go, but because it was a night game. But it would have been packed. I can tell you that right now.
That's pretty good. People seem to be very hot on the idea of us producing a Bang Radio Hour version of Scrooge with Skip Bayless as Scrooge. They want some Big Ben Christmas carols.
Then we got to do that. Yes.
Yeah. Give it time, man. It's only the 10th. All right. It's early yet. I know that you've been seeing Christmas decorations since frickin' Halloween, but believe me, there's still 2 weeks to go. Let's see. Diamond Joe posted up a very interesting article here from InfoWars, which means Alex Jones is going to boycott the NFL. Could it be that that idiot has finally bitten off more than he can fucking chew? Everybody stop on the Facebook page and take a look.
So over on Deadspin, this is great. They had people took pictures of their kids' Christmas lists and send them in, and then right. They posted them. Man, these kids, kids are amazing. You know, here's one just says, Dear Santa, this year I would like a dragon.
Right.
He would like a dragon for
That's
Christmas.
That's cool. Well, I mean, you know, why not? Shoot for the moon, right? It's Santa Claus.
Cora's Christmas list. Kids are so damn cute. Cora wants a bird cage with a pretend bird.
Oh.
She wants pink and purple roses tied together with a pink ribbon, 7 headbands, a small Christmas tree and ornaments to go with it, flowers that aren't tied together, pieces of ribbon with, and no quote, this is no joke, with stuff on them. Stuff. Little cookies, fancy shoes, one with the black flower and the other with a pink flower. That's Cora's Christmas list. Pretty
That's
simple,
pretty
right?
Cool. That's easy. You know, Cora's going to have about a 50-cent Christmas. My mom and dad are high-fiving. She wants ribbon? Oh, fuck yeah. She wants some freaking flowers? Fine, I'll stop on the side of the road and way home from work. Woo-hoo!
This one's got 20. Wants a Furby. Wants a waitress costume.
A waitress costume.
Look out.
There we go.
A cooking costume. Oh, she's ready.
She is ready. Somebody gave her a couple of years ago, somebody gave her that nice 1958 guide for how women should be for their husbands.
Well, she also wants a Taylor Lautner doll and a Justin Bieber doll.
Oh, so she can pretend to make babies so that she can be a mommy.
She wants a doorbell for her room.
A doorbell for the room? Well, that's right. When she's in there putting her, you know, her Justin Bieber doll and, you know, she's learning about things. And
she wants a Spanish dress.
A Spanish dress?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't want to know.
Spanish dress. I got news for you. Go buy one from Walmart. They're all freaking made somewhere. They speak Spanish. Just about anything you're buying.
All right, here's another girl. She wants she wants a lava volcano.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what everybody else in the neighborhood wants you to have.
Oh, what is it? She wants a giant squishable cinnamon bun.
Oh, a giant squishable cinnamon bun.
I don't know.
There you go. I would like a volcano and dirty hands.
Oh, that's funny. Let's see here. A 7-year-old, no name.
No name. How is Santa supposed to know who the fuck you are?
He wants an iPad Touch, an iDragon, Nuts, seeds, carrots, celery, and a magic set.
Carrots and celery. Back in my day, they put Hershey's Kisses and shit in my stocking.
He's got a guinea pig, so he wants food for his guinea pig. Well, that's a good kid. He's asking for presents for his guinea pig.
Well, let's look at it from the other side. Maybe his parents are evil and don't let him feed the goddamn thing until Christmas.
You better make it last, Timmy. Otherwise, Fluffy's had it. Santa's not coming back in the summer.
Here's one. This one wants a tricycle, a Hello Kitty toy, a poop sandwich.
A poop sandwich. My brother told me it was very good. I want to try one.
Flip-flops, a unicorn, and a hot dog. That must be the announcer from the Patriots games.
And a hot dog.
I know, right? Let's see here. This 9-year-old wants an Eiffel Tower necklace.
I want an Eiffel Tower necklace so I can look like I own Paris.
A One Direction iPhone case. Is this John Tilliard's list?
It might be. It's Tilliard's little nephew.
Let's see. A TV with a remote.
Oh.
A diary with the letter N on it. Bazooka gum.
Bazooka gum.
All right.
This kid's shooting the moon. Hey, you know what? One year my stepbrother, when I was like 22, gave me a big giant box of like 150 pieces of Bazooka Joe gum. It was great. I loved it.
A One Direction poster, of course. Ha! $10,000!
Hey, there you go. How else are you going to get in the front row so you can throw your young panties at One Direction?
Right. Ooh, Cedar Point season passes. Now that's a gift.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that.
That's a good gift right there. Let's see. This 8-year-old, I want an iPhone. Mm-hmm. I want a flat screen HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
One million pieces of shrimp.
What is this, Bubba Gump?
It's, right? And then he repeats, oh, no, then I want an iPad and I want a computer. I want a sister.
A sister.
And I want a limo and a limo driver.
A sister, a limo driver. This little kid's a little freaking gangster rapper.
Oh, this is great. Alexander, one thing on his list says, can I have a girl elf?
Kids.
Hi, Santa. I have a sexual fetish.
A lunchbox packed with bling, bitch.
Oh, now this is funny. This kid, Will, he's a fourth grader. He's got his list, and he's got he puts number of stars to rank each item, like which.
Of course, how else is Santa supposed to know? You got to let him know,
right? Well, it's funny because his list is Peyton Manning jersey, Drew Brees jersey, Eddie Lacy jersey, Larry Fitzgerald jersey, Adrian Peterson jersey, Deshaun Jackson jersey, Kaepernick, Gronkowski, Brady, Jamal Charles, Maurice Jones-Drew, LeSean McCoy, Roethlisberger, Palomalu, Ray Rice, Greg Little, Andrew Luck, Geno Smith, Darrell Revis, Tony Romo, Russell Wilson, and Sam Bradford. He wants all their jerseys. Now, let's see.
I didn't hear Griffin's name.
No, he didn't say Griffin's name.
Look what you've done, Shanahan! Curse you! This kid is the ultimate bandwagoner.
Who got the most star? The most stars.
He's probably a Cowboy fan.
No, 10 stars went to Larry Fitzgerald. No, he only gave 1 star to Romo.
Because he doesn't want anybody to know.
10 stars to Fitzgerald. 9 stars to Russell Wilson. 8 stars for Tom Brady. 7 for Jamal Charles. Let's see here. 6 stars for Andrew Luck. 5 stars for Kaepernick, 4 for Deshaun Jackson, 3 for Adrian Peterson, Peyton Manning with 2, Drew Brees, 1 star, and then everybody else, there's no number, it's just a star.
Is this Dallas Aces?
Oh, no, Geno Smith. Geno Smith's got 6 stars.
Is this Dallas Aces Christmas list?
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't even read this one. Oh, here's a good one. Let's see, a colorable purse.
A colorable purse.
Yes.
I want a purse made from paper.
1,000 cheese doodles.
Oh, yeah, there you go. This kid's thinking, so really all you got to do is get some orange freaking powder and throw it in a giant box full of those fucking popcorns, right? You know, the little packing material. Everybody that orders on Amazon, you just keep one big box of it, throw a bunch of orange chalk dust on there and give it to your kid. Here you go. 1,000 cheese doodles.
Okay. Along with that, this one wants a canine doll, a Roni doll, a Luke doll, a Clyde doll, and a Doctor Who doll. This has to be Tillyard.
It's Tillyard. It's Doctor Who doll. I want a Doctor Who action figure. Action figure.
Let's see. Lily, age 10, wants a unicorn.
Of course. That's the second kid that wants a unicorn.
A unicorn in every Pokemon video game.
This is what, Tom, I'm telling you. This is the Obamacare freaking entitlement attitude that you're going to get among kids these days. These monsters are going to breed unicorns. They're going to patch horns on the horses' heads.
Let's see. Charlotte wants a jump rope, a pizza shirt.
A pizza shirt? That's pretty easy. I can make one of those practically every time I eat a pizza.
Fake pills.
Fake pills. I want to make the boys in school think I'm doing the pill.
And fake ice cream.
She wants fake pills?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what that means.
I want to play junkie, Mommy. I want to pretend. All my friends are all hooked on medications, and I don't want to have it, but I want to pretend.
Fake pills.
Wellington. His name is Wellington, John.
Yes, Wellington's Christmas list.
Yes.
I would like a new servant.
I'm telling you, this is scary, because he wants a dozen swords.
I would like a dozen swords, please, so that I might defend my room. I've got an idea for a very cool Lego model. I need 12 swords.
Okay, now this is just weird. He wants a science kit to make perfume and nail polish and lipstick. Wellington wants a dozen swords and a science. Okay, now, you know how, wait. You know how when we hear these stories about these people go on, you know, these kids that go into shooting sprees and like, no, but there were no signs. I had no idea. Well, here it is. Look at this Christmas list. Get this kid some help right now.
Mother, I would like to play Samurai's Crossdresser, please. Get me Sally Samurai, the Crossdresser kit for Christmas. 12 swords, and I want the red satin dress. Thank you. Wellington, your son.
Okay, I got one more list here. This is great. This one wants a border collie with a peace sign collar and a leash.
Oh. All right. Well, what if it's a border collie that's got like a, you know, like a little dog bone collar? She goes, I don't want to kick it.
Sage the American Girl doll.
Oh, Sage the American Girl. She weighs 600 pounds and she whines for everything that she wants.
I've got an iPhone. Look, I can't put it away.
A black, light blue, green, purple, and pink North Face jackets.
Oh.
All of them in all those colors.
Just in case.
When she gets it stolen off of her back at school.
Monster High earbuds.
Okay.
$1,000.
Okay. Better than cheese doodles.
And the best gift of all time, a little thing that can turn into anything at any time. Whatever that means.
Hey, little girl, I got something that'll do that. Come here. Let me show you something.
Yeah, that's everybody's looking for something like that, kid. So that's pretty cool.
Kids are great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got Art Linkletter here as my partner today.
Well, those kids, Tom, they say the darndest things, don't they? They're just the cutest little buttons.
I love this on Deadspin, the response to a little thing that can turn into anything at any time. The fuck is this? Do you understand the catastrophic universal implications of possessing a shape-shifting, time-traveling device? Even Rob Gronkowski knows this isn't to be toyed with. You could turn it into a separate moon anytime you like, and then the Earth would be fucking destroyed by the additional gravitation.
There you have it. This is why Pete Rozelle always was out to get me. He knew I was developing one.
That's the way it is.
Ah, there we go. I love kids. Kids are great.
I want something that'll do anything. And a vibrator. My friend Sally showed me hers. I want one of those toothbrushes that doesn't have bristles on the end like you have, Mommy.
So, anyway, that's fun. We got Christmas list fun. There you go. And I do believe that one of those was Tillyard, the one with the One Direction posters.
Oh, I thought sure it had to be the Doctor Who doll.
Well, maybe he sent in several letters. Got to keep my options open, you know.
All right. Well, I keep hearing now the Dallas Cowboys can still win the division. Why? Right. For what purpose? So that they can play what, the Niners or the Saints or the Panthers and the first? No, thanks.
Telling you what, I'm just not gonna have them do it. I'm not gonna. There's no way I'm gonna risk going to that Super Bowl up there in that freezing cold. No, not gonna have it.
It's funny. Cowboys fans this week are like, well, man, I hope Aaron Rodgers doesn't play. What, like a team needs a starting quarterback to beat that defense? Matt Flynn will torch the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, man, the Bears' next great quarterback, Josh McCown or Luke McCown or Jake McCown.
I got to say, those to have Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey is a lot like Megatron.
Dude's got hands that just swallow the ball.
Well, he's huge.
That the one touchdown that he got in the back corner of the end zone, ridiculous. It looked like McCown was just trying to throw away right before the half. That was freaking awesome.
I thought it was. I don't think he was trying to throw it away. I think he did exactly what he meant to do, and that was throw it up high. And that's the way you do it. And Matthew Stafford should take note of that play. Because that's what you can do with a guy like that and Calvin Johnson. The arch. I mean, that was a high arch. Oh, yeah. There was only one place for it to go. It was the end of the half, so there's no threat. And, he's the only one who can catch that ball.
I like the way, did you see when Calvin Johnson caught that pass and came up with his helmet completely packed with snow?
Oh, my God.
He looked ridiculous. Like a medical specimen, didn't he? Something some couriers got in the airport packed in an igloo. One of those little lunchboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the good thing still right now is that there is another game next week. So not for the Buckeyes, but for the Cowboys. I don't know if I want to see it.
Yeah.
And I guess the Buckeyes are going to play Clemson. I wish they were playing Alabama. Maybe I don't. I wish they were. I just wish it was an SEC school they were playing. Maybe I'm crazy, but you know.
That's like saying, you know, the hell with your 24 game win streak. You're going to go play Clemson.
I know, right?
That was weird. I thought for sure they'd get Alabama.
Oh, by the way, I was wrong. I did also want to mention, I said that Ohio State played Florida in the national championship in Florida. It was not. It was actually in Arizona. I made a mistake. It was in the Fiesta Bowl. Sorry about that.
Tempe. We got a lot of people sending us corrections and shit through the emails and on my Facebook. And, you know, here's, you know, I'll tell you what. We here at the Bang Radio Hour really don't give a shit, so cut it out. Fuck off.
Hey, look. Sometimes we're wrong. Nobody said bet on us,
yeah.
You know?
Shut up. You don't give a shit. Goddamn anal and retentive bastards.
I remember a lot, but sometimes it's in the wrong place. So, you know, what are you going to do?
By the way, hey, hit that donation button. Hit it now.
I could be like Mike and Mike in the morning and constantly on the computer. Let me make sure I'm saying the right thing.
You're smooting me. What are you doing over there, Tom? He's smooting me. Don't smoot me. I've been smooted.
All right, I guess that's it for this week.
We have smoothed this episode.
We'll be back next week, and we'll see what other fun we can get into.
Later.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com.
Bang, 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 bang. Here I come, bang.
You've been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh, boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Make sure you're uni-ready with our huge range of practical essentials and home-from-home comforts and get 10% off for a limited time. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Dunelm, the home of homes.